3-1 so far for the Kearney Catholic boys coming into the season. I'm sure expectations with the kids coming back that this could be a pretty good year. So off to a pretty good start, aren't you?
Yeah, off to a good start. Northwest was a good win, kind of dug a hole and then came back. And then St. Pat's was a good test to have and just had 4 minutes in the second quarter there where they just kind of buried us with the run and weren't able to dig out of it. And then the past couple games against Orton, Ravenna, kind of same story, dug a hole a little bit, but able to get out of it. So hopefully looking to get off to a better start.
All three of those wins, holy smokes, have been nail-biters, sounds like, in all three games, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Like I said, we've kind of dug ourselves a little bit hole and put ourselves in a position to claw back, and we were able to claw back in all the games. But that's good for our kids. In games like that last year, we didn't have a whole lot of success in those types of games, coming out and winning. So it's kind of nice to get that experience in a game-like atmosphere.
You guys always play a challenging schedule. I know you got two games before the Christmas break, and I know talking to Coach Petrie about your Kearney Catholic tournament on the girls' side, he said it's pretty tough, and I'm sure that tournament's pretty tough on the boys' side too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Amherst is number one in C2, and that's our first-round matchup. And then York's been really good in Class B the past couple of years, and they play a tough schedule too. So their record, especially playing them Class B teams, is a little bit misleading. And then St. Cecilia is always a good program, and we played them three times last year between the conference tournament, holiday tournament, and regular season, and they got us all three times. So that's going to be a challenge no matter who we draw.
And I take it on the boys' side that Centennial Conference is as loaded for bear and tougher than nails again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Concordia is on that east side. We don't see them in the regular season, but they're number one. I think Lincoln Lutheran's on that east side as well. And C2, I think they're number two. I went and watched GICC play Mount Michael the other day, and GICC, I think's a pretty improved team from last year. And then St. Cecilia and SCOTUS on our side is tough, so steel's gonna sharpen steel throughout the year.
Coach, as far as personnel, you got a couple of guys close to double figures or at double figures. Oliver Sharp, Will Hoagland, Carson Murphy, kind of three names, three guys playing well for you.
Yeah, those are played well. I know Will Hoagland's kind of our presence inside. McCook being the Class B with the athletes they have is going to be a challenge. And then Oliver has his nights where he shoots the ball pretty well, and last night he was able to finish some stuff at the basket. And Carson Murphy's just kind of our leader. He's really stepped up this year compared to last year. He's kind of willed us to win at some of those end of those close games.
Do you play a lot of kids, a lot of depth in this way? Do you have six, seven guys you play?
We play probably seven or eight guys. I know Owen Axman was a starter for us last year. He didn't play the first few games with a back injury. He came back last night and kind of trying to progress him back into the rotation. And then Zach Connors, our seventh guy, off the bench, a guard that does a nice job. And then we have a freshman, Cash Fosher, trying to work him some of them varsity minutes. And then Trey May, too.
Coach, what about the Bison? I'm sure you've had a chance to watch a little game film on McCook. Your thoughts on this team coming to your house, coming up again on Friday?
Yeah, kind of interesting. I was trying to find possessions of teams playing man-to-man defense against them, and it was hard to find a half there, I think, against Colby. But what I noticed in all the games, regardless of the defense, is they're big and physical, and they rebound the ball well, and that was kind of our downfall against St. Pat, so that'll present a challenge to us. And then they get out and run and transition along with that rebounding, and that's another thing that's kind of been a challenge for us at times, is some transition defense. So number three shoots the ball well. The Gans kid, number 40, shoots the ball well as well. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Yep, kind of glad that, it's somebody new. I think we played last year, playing again this year. Do you see these two teams kind of after this year going on and playing each other still?
Yeah, I like the matchup. It's just somebody different. I know they're kind of on the edge between B and C1, so it's nice to play up for us anyway and get them power points. And then I know Coach Imus has kind of grew up in the same area I did, but different towns. So it's kind of nice to play somebody we know. And then Our assistant coach, Noah Velasic, was a really, really good player for Coach Imus when he was at Riverside. So those are just kind of fun little maybe rivalry or competitiveness things that come along with it. So we hope we still get to play him.